For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin lawmakers introduced legislation that would expand vehicle ignition interlock device requirements. The bipartisan bill would allow people convicted of operating while intoxicated to get a restricted license sooner after installing an ignition interlock device. The bill also would require people to use their device for 180 days without tampering or trying to bypass it. According to National Highway Traffic Safety Administration data in 2023, 182 people died in Wisconsin crashes where alcohol was a factor. The bill had a public hearing in a Senate committee this week at the Capitol. As Wisconsin's gun deer hunt season approaches, the Department of Natural Resources estimates that the state's deer population has grown significantly over the past 15 years. According to their data, the agency estimated that the state's deer population, after the hunting season, was under 1 million as recently as 2009. After last year's hunting season, the estimated deer population in the state was over 1.8 million. While a higher population could bring more opportunities for hunters, ineffective population management can also lead to issues like an increase in deer-related crashes, damage to the overall ecosystem, or a rise in deer-related crop losses. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel report, agency officials say dropping interest in hunting and a lack of effective regulations have contributed to the issue. Their data shows that hunters age 60 and over make up the largest demographic group in the sport, and those hunters are beginning to slow down or just outright retire. DNR officials also cited the spread of chronic wasting disease as a driving factor in the decreasing interest, leading some hunters to stop using deer as a source of food. Governor Tony Evers announced the Learning Tree as the theme for the 2025 State Capitol Holiday Tree. The Capitol Holiday Tree is displayed in the rotunda of the Wisconsin State Capitol building throughout the holiday season and serves as a centerpiece of festivity for those visiting and working at the Capitol. Each year, the Capitol Holiday Tree is decorated with handmade ornaments from children, students, and families from every corner of the state. This year, students are encouraged to make ornaments that reflect what Wisconsin's educators and all those who help keep Wisconsin schools running mean to them. Students are asked to make ornaments from non-breakable material. They must be strong enough to hold up during shipping and to be handled while the tree is being decorated. It is recommended that students do not use fragile items or paper cutouts that may tear easily, and that ornaments are 4 to 6 inches in size and are made from a color that contrasts with the color of the tree so they can easily be seen and enjoyed by all visitors. Please attach a 10-inch loop of ribbon or string from which each ornament will hang. All students and families are welcome to submit ornaments for the Learning Tree and should email ornaments by Friday, November 21st to Emily Gorman, Wisconsin Department of Administration, Division of Facilities and Transportation Services, 17 West Main Street, Suite 119, Madison, 53703. If you have any questions about an ornament, please contact the Facilities Management Information Center at 608-266-1485. Please note that ornaments will not be returned. President Donald Trump recently said banks might have a solution to lowering the price of home ownership for new buyers. A 50-year mortgage Madison area realtor, Dave Stark, says one of the real issues with the market is that mortgage rates were too low for too long. That led to many people to buy out homes and take them off the market, which pushed up prices. Now that rates are back to normal levels, Stark says that's priced a lot of buyers out of the market. It's unclear if any bank will take up the president's suggestion. Stark says adding another 20 years on the existing 30-year mortgages would significantly raise the price of that loan over the long term. Richland School District Administrator Steve Board reported that for the spring 2026 election, 3 school board seats will be on the ballot. The Area 1 East seat held by Tiffany Thompson, which covers Henrietta, Orion, Rockbridge, Richland, Buena Vista, and Willow Townships, will be up for election. The winner of that election will hold the seat for the remainder of that term, which ends in April 2027. 2 at-large seats,
which covers all the boundaries of the Richland School District, held by Sheila Troxell and Jill Sharp, will also be up for election.
Vernon County is seeking residents interested in serving on the Planning Commission. Members will serve a two-year term beginning in January and will be responsible for implementation of the county's comprehensive plan and development of farmland preservation, subdivision, and general zoning ordinance recommendations to the county board. The commission is composed of four county board supervisors and three community members appointed by the county board chair. Interested residents should send a letter of interest to County Administrative Coordinator Cassandra Hannon at cassandra.hannon@vernoncountywi.gov. Governor Tony Evers, together with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, has announced the first round of Agricultural Roads Improvement Program grants funded by the 2025-27 biennial budget is open for application. This application period will distribute $50 million in ARIP funding to support projects across the state focused on improving rural roads and culverts that are critical to moving and transporting agricultural and forestry products efficiently and effectively across the state. The biennial budget included $150 million to continue this program. $30 million of this investment will be specifically targeted to bridge and culvert repair through the separate local bridge and culvert improvement program to help improve and repair deteriorating culverts and bridges across the state. Wisconsin DOT is developing those program materials, which are expected to be available in the coming months. Since its creation, ARIP has funded 91 projects across the state that are helping improve and repair rural roads in 48 of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Housed under the Local Roads Improvement Program at Wisconsin DOT, ARIP is a reimbursement program that may pay up to a maximum of 90% of total eligible project cost, with the balance of the eligible cost funded by the local unit of government. A video tutorial for the first solicitation is available on the Wisconsin DOT ARIP program webpage. Applications for Round 1 must be submitted to Wisconsin DOT by Monday, December 15th at 5. Projects awarded in the first round are anticipated to be announced in spring 2026.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
A Packers win in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from MetLife Stadium, where the Packers held on to beat the Giants 27-20. With just 3 minutes left to play, Jordan Love rolled to his right and hit rookie receiver Savion Williams on a 33-yard pass to set up the winning touchdown.
Yeah, no, we ran in pretty much stop routes, if you think about it. You know, kind of went off schedule. I was in the pocket, had time, didn't like the obviously initial read, and just went on scramble drill. Told him to go deep, and he did a good job kind of wheeling up and just threw him up, a 50-50 ball. He went up and made a big-time catch for us. So just a really phenomenal play by him.
So the Packers improved to 6-3-1. Next week, they host the 4-6 Minnesota Vikings. Matt LaFleur.
You know, bottom line is we overcame a lot of adversity and found a way. And that's sometimes what it takes in this league. And so we'll celebrate it tonight and move on to the Vikings tomorrow.
NBA, the Bucks in Cleveland to take on the Cavaliers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a little snow on the way tonight into tomorrow. We'll be slushy with around a half inch, maybe up to an inch or even a little more possible in a few spots. Today, partly cloudy, right around 45 tonight. We'll drop into the low to mid-30s tomorrow. Rain and snow ending with highs in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.